Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they beyond, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener, the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the latter and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks. Give thanks. Shalom, Chavarim, and give thanks to Ra Sahar Ahad. Right there for the upper room of Zion. Intro right there, there, there. MO Music, INC, heal up. Heal up Zion. War Child. Yeah, man. On the side netting right there, bringing forward a true testimony of the King of Kings. All y'all should check that out. A rebuttal, you know, to the Geno Jennings. Although some things he's on point, but with the king, he's off. But right here, the evening psalm right here. Going to reason some more on that and this. But here, for the order right here with the evening psalm, the Thursday podcast, Upper Room of Zion, the Thursday podcast. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews here, is Psalm 88. We call this psalm a cry from the depths. Wanted I to stay tuned, you know, with the Hebrew or siren. Which one we should bring forward, the Hebrew or siren or the Hebrew Egyptian Kabbalah of this particular song? Which reasoning? Well, first things first here, we have the evening psalm pointed for this fifth day, the fifth day of the Shabuah, the fifth day of the strong, the fifth day of the week right here that the Gentiles call Thursday. First, the Ivrit, the Hebrew here. Don't have the name of the brother right here that does his chant right here, but this is the Hebrew right here, you know? So let's take those baby steps and let's grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Evening Psalm.
Bukoyan Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetov Kino Naim Elnavel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Layom Hage Ki Ho La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bazit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Badzara Karata Vahalze Im Basita Raam Echan Alme Mriva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yiye V El Za Vilo Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'eret Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vizrael Lo Avale Va'ashache Bishwerut Leba Yaku Bimboazote Lu Ame Shomea Li Yisrael Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Aknea Val Zore Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yakahashulo Vihe Ita Lolam Vaya Akile Mehalev Heta Umizur Devash Asbehe.
And here the Targum here, the translation right here, or the English. Today's evening psalm, daily psalm coming forward, the evening psalm is 81 here for the fifth day, as chanted in the Haikal of Jerusalem, the Temple of Jerusalem, up to 70 AD, and by the faithful, even in diaspora here. Evening psalm for the Thursday or the fifth day of the Shavuah.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob, This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Here, the evening psalm. The evening psalm was 81. Today's daily psalm, royal order, psalm that we're about to get in it, is psalm 88. First here, right here.
Today's daily psalm, we have song.
Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness, 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 into darkness.
A cry from the depths, talking about this fear, here. Yeah.
Shot Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Naya Pinky, Mana Mama Warrior. Despair, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey, I have told a idiot, I mean many lecture, man a Maasai warrior. Despair, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair, like burning spear and such before me, who all fought for the cause and despair. Enforcing all the laws and
the master of the masses. One has power, the other one lacks it. Guns of power, controlled by assets, owned by financial forecasters. Who are the masters? They are the gangsters. They are the bankers, the ones who tax us. The masses, they are us, the sheep, the people divided in classes. I go off like a Shiite bomb, and all y'all see, I'm on my war paint on my face shit. My 9mm on my waist shit. I'm a problem, shoot up your waist shit. Let a few go, then I get no blazing haze again. The masters, the Wall Street war chiefs, the elitist groups. The masses, they pray to Jesus, saying he will see us through. The masters are the aristocratic. The masters asking the Most High on his way here. I'm trying to stay clear, my mind is my modern day spear.
Hey, I say, despair. Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Mana Gideon, Mana Mama Warrior. Despair, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey, through the hands of time and cruel men, it has slew more than a billion. Despair, hey, it keep on suppressing the humble man's opinion.
Misled in a Swiss cheese when a fist squeeze. Misled, the media misleads, scares you to the point where you miss sleep. With that said, misled with this Ruger and that shooter, submachine gun rat-a-tat through ya. Copper top, holler point to do you something bad. Our future is misled. Three strikes, there's no school when the teacher strikes. This economy, this monopoly, with no job, just own your property. Now it's back to what come natural, but survive anyhow you have to. Despair, desperation, but I have no fear when I hold this spear.
Back some boy knows that me nah sell God is dear, nah beg friends. Man I run racket, man I run scheme, man I run race, man I run down bends. Can't trust she nah, he nah, we nah, I in a contact lens. Man I run from police, man I run down wealth and dollars, that nah make sense. So, rise up to my defense, all appointed is my preference. Should have been the third, don't know what you heard, get referred by the wrong reference. When this fear start to dispense, it's a fight and a dear true fence. Dismember your members and all of your limbo, they must see enough segments. Well, when I run drugs, when I run risk, when all I run out of time and ends. When I run up and down, and I run for them life, and I run down this footprint. Nothing I want, I yard and food, they are road, then man, I because of statements. This fear was a tool of a choose to enslave man and make man servant. Escape from this fear and desperation, become more urgent. Mankind need to cleanse and wash out them soul with spiritual detergent. A distant army, a distant from the discontrol in the circumference. And any man moving no permission, they're feeling the circumstance. Despair, hey. Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, man, hey. And a mama warrior. Despair, hey. Fear of your recession and depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey. In a city, you them rise it up, the ties and make a party step. Despair, hey. And any time them clap it up, the whole city level. Despair, like burning spear and such before I. Who all fought for the cause and despair, hey. They can't ignore me, no.
Can rejoice at the high, high, high spirituality.
Africa.
Huh?
Africa. Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
Just the mention of it. Just the mention of it, man. It's like you call my name, man. Well, you know, Africa is the motherland and Africa is where we rightfully belong. And that's where I want to be.
Earth is Yahuwah and the fullness there.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Glass! Rastafari.
Glass!
Rastafari.
Glass!
Rastafari.
You read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope.
Uh-oh.
Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
Huh.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no Pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae. Now popular worldwide. Peter 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 worldwide.
Judgment, God will have them do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do coming right back to you. Many a call but the total of you. Make sure play your power with the righteous crew. Or never indulge up in a box you eat the idol stew. That are the right brew. Healthy food keep you pure and new. Say a prayer every day just to keep you in line. Remember me tell you it's a judgment time. Open your eyes and stop being blind. Seek and search, you surely will find. The last thing ever up is abundance and sign. Work hard be yours and our work be mine. Show some love and be kind. Stop from your crime. Tell you good and never ever get left behind. No, you're run from the charge. According to your work you'll be paid. Hey, you're run from the charge. Gonna do now your judgment come. You eat up your bread and give the youth them the crumb. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bun. Whether from flame or it come from the sun. You would never know from whence it come. Unlike the bomb it have to bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Sucking me blood like a damn vampire. So what I want and this thing in a I will keep going higher. Higher like the one Jeremiah, Obadiah, Hezekiah, Nehemiah, Zechariah. You're run from the judge. According to your work you'll be paid. Hey, you're run from the judge. What you think for you do and what you say. Hey, you're run from the judgment. No time to play. Hey, you're run from the judge. And the rock will crush ya. Run to the hills, but it can't hide ya. No matter where you run, it'll find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And a fat fighter, get wins like a grinder. Do unto others, I still have them. Do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but the total of you. Make sure that you're part with the righteous. Never indulge up in a box. You eat the idols, you. That's at the right brew. Healthy food keep you pure and you.
Yes, yes, yes. Here the Queen, Queen Omega right there with Judgment, right in tune with the Sabbatical Studies, weekly Torah portion, reading and feedings. Here we're in the second book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Shemot, the Sefer Shemot, which means, Shemot means the names, the Shems, the Shemot, the names, the book of the names, here, otherwise known as Exodus. So here for the upper room of Zion, here, the Thursday, the fifth day podcast right here, we have the fourth and the fifth Aliyot. In other words, the weekly Torah portion divided into seven readings. We like to read and study Aliyah day. So
and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
So here for the Aliyot. Aliyot here for the fourth and the fifth days of this Shabuah here as we ride up to the seventh day, the Shabbat day, here, read and study Aliyah a day. Yes, I. So right here, let's share this right here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. Okay, the board. Oh, you know how we do.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Rabbi'i. Hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering. Hear for this Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contributions. Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath free will gifts. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 26, here at verse 15, for the Rabbi'i, here for the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah. With Asita etaha ke'arashim, lamishkana itzeya shittim omdim, the tabernacles, hamishkan, the eighth item, the boards and sockets. And thou, the eye, shalt make boards for the tabernacle, shittim wood standing up. Ve'asita etaha kerashim, lamishkana itzeya shittim ondim. And thou, the eye, shalt make the boards. Ve'asita etaha kerashim. For the tabernacle, la mishkan, of acacia wood, it's a shittim, standing up, omadim. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall there be in one board, set in order one against another. Thus like this shalt thou make for all the boards of Hamishkan, for all the boards of the tabernacle. And thou, the eye, shalt make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards on the south side, southward. And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenants, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenants. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards, and there 40 sockets silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of Hamishkan and sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards. And 2 boards shalt thou make for the corners of Hamishkan, the corners of the tabernacle, in the 2 sides. And they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above the head of it to one ring. Thus like this shalt it be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners, and they shall be 8 boards, and their sockets silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 9th item, the outside bars. Verse 26, and thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the 2 sides westward. The tabernacle, Hamishkan, the 10th item, the bar in the midst. Verse 28. And the middle bar in the midst of the boards shall reach from end to end. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, 11th item, the overlay of gold. Verse 29. And thou, the eye, shalt overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings gold. Places for the bars, and thou shalt overlay the bars with gold, and thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was shewed the eye in the mount. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Chamishi, Aliyah, hear for the 5th reading, the 5th up offering, here for this Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath offering, Sabbath gifts, Sabbath contributions, Sabbath free will gifts. Here, picking up with the 2nd book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 26, here at verse 31, for the Chamishi, here for the 5th Aliyah. The tabernacle, Hamishkan. The 12th item, the inner veil. With Asita, faroketa tekeleta we argamana we tolata shania we sheisha mashazara ma iseya hosheva ya ise otaha ke ruin. And thou, the eye, shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet, and fine twined linen of cunning work, with cherubim, kiruvim, shall faroketa tekelet, and thou the eye shall make a faroquete, veil, tekelet, of blue, with argaman and purple, with tolata shani and scarlet, with sheisha mashazara, and fine twined linen, ma'iseho sheva ya'iseo taha keruvim, with kiruvim, cherubim, the work of the skillful workman shall it be made. And thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of shittim wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the four sockets of silver. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the tatches, that thou mayest bring in hither within the veil the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide to you between the holy place and the most holy, holy, holy. And the veil, we natata etaha paruketa tachata hakerasim. We heveta shama miya beta la paruketa eta ronaha eduta. We hiva dila ha paruketa la kema beina ha kodesha uvena Kodesha ha kadashim. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the clasp. We natataha etaha paruketa tahataha kerasim. And shalt bring in thither within the veil the ark of the testimony. We heveta shamma. Mi beta la paroketa eta arona ha edut. The ark of the testimony, the aron ha edut. We hiva dila ha paroketa la kema bein ha kodesh uvena kodesha ha kadashim. And the veil shall divide to you between the holy place, ha kodesh, and the most holy, and the kodesh ha kadashin, and thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy, in the most set apart. Winatata etaha taha ta poreta alla arona ha eduta bi kodesha ha kadashin. And I shall put the hakaporet, the ark cover, the kaporeta, hakaporeta al haron ha edut. Put the kaporet, the ark cover, the mercy seat, hakaporet, upon the ark of the testimony, al haron ha edut, in the most holy place, bikodesh ha kadashim. And thou shalt set the table without the veil, and the menorah and the lampstand over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north side. The tabernacle, Hamishkan, the 13th item, the outer veil, verse 36. And thou shalt make an hanging for the door of the tent, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, wrought with needle work. We asita masak li fetach ha ohel tekelet we argamana we tolata shani we sheisha mashazara ma ise rokein. And thou shalt make a screen for the door of the tent. We asita masak li Fetach, make a door, thou shalt make a screen for the door. Asita masata le fetach ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel asita masak le fetach ha ohel, and I shall make a screen asita masak for the door le fetach ha ohel, the door of the tent tikeleta wargamana we tolaata shani, of blue and purple and scarlet, with sheisha mashazara, and fine twined linen, ma'iset roke, the work of the weaver in colors, ma'iset roke, the work of the weaver in colors. And thou shalt make for the hanging five pillars, shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold, and thou shalt cast five sockets of brass for them. We asita la masata ha ha chamisha chamisha. We asita la masaka ha mi chamisha. We asita la masaka ha chamisha. We asita la masaka chamisha. Amudeya shitima we sipita otam zahab. Wa we hem. Wa we hem a zahaba we ya zaketa lahem. Chamisha adnei 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 choshet 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 asita la masaka chamisha amudei ashtima with epita otam zahab wa yehema zahaba we yatzaketa lahem chamisha adnei ne khoshe 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 khoshe.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong 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 Shabbat strong.
It's like John knew that the people, Hashem knew that the people would not be able to keep it. So he sets the stipulations for priesthood and sacrifice, although initially such was not there. It was just pure legislation, pure law. It was the 10 words, the Eseret HaDebarim, Aseret Kalat, Aseret Kalat. It was the 10 words. But John knew. Who knows? John knows. Yahweh Yaukal. He who be who he be. He knew that Yisrael. He knew that the B'nai Yisrael, that the people even of the children of Israel, that called Yisrael, would not be able to keep it. Keep what? To keep their word. You know, call Asha Dibur Adonai. And Asa. And then they added even to that, Venishma, Venishma. We will, not only will we do all that Adonai has said, call Asha Adonai. Well, actually it said, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Now we say Adonai out of calling upon, O Lord of his mercy. Right, Adonai, as we're just reasoning. Now, in the Aliyah and in the invocation, we seek to use the Yod Hey Weh Hey, you know, in spirit and in truth. But what the people said was that all that the Lord Jehovah has said, Kol Asher Diber Adonai. Now this is interesting when we see the various areas. I think it's the three areas. I'm gonna go over this in the review of the Chaburim again. But John knew. So here we are getting after these four. Another interesting point and theme we notice Chaburim in the H4C Hebrew for Christians. There was a note
And this is a very, very good note. We have said this before, but we like how this is said right here. You cannot have the cross. You can't have the cross, the meskel. You can't have the cross, that mark, the Tawe, right, without HaTorah, without HaTorah, without the instruction directions. And you cannot have HaTorah, can't have the directions, the instruction, or the law, Jaloh, without the meskel, without the cross. And we say the true cross, or the finding of that true cross and the connection that we have, even in this Torah portion, the 19th, with the sanctuary, built for he who be who he be, right? Built for he who be who he be, for Jah, sanctuary, mikdash, where he may dwell in the midst, in our midst. So it's that sanctuary of the heart, heartically speaking. So the offerings, the teruma, the qualification for the offerings, yidbeinu libo, one whose heart maketh him willing, one who has a willing heart, one whose heart maketh him willing. So John knew that his people has spoken somewhat, you think, somewhat presumptuously, but yet it is just like I and we, you know, putting our commitment to Jah first before they and even we, I and I, fully understood and understood what was and what is required of them and what is required of us. So thus we have a reason and a meditation on priorities. The priorities. What are the priorities that are placed before us, even in this sabbatical study, in this Shavua here? It's the offering, right? The offering of the heart, the offering of the willing heart to build for he who be, we be, that holy place, the innermost of the innocence, that place to be still and know, the place to be still and gnosis, that holy place, that chapel. Selassie is the chapel.
Remember not to just a defender for the sound, you know, defender for the music, defender for the positiveness of music.
When someone live amongst music, you see music a godly thing, you know. You see me live amongst country, in a country, me live amongst rich part people, meet your man in time and say, good morning, Uncle Ness, how you do? God bless you, my son. Me live amongst them people, me live amongst people who get up and cuss every day. So me always a Rasta from creation. So Rasta is the whole thing, is not the influence. Rasta the thing, everything, every other thing. We don't know what go on about the other thing then. Rasta the first.
The champion.
Oh. Digital champion, so like not to dread it. I'm no Jamarin, taste of butter and
power of the Trinity. Build your mind on this direction. Take your
all of my sin.
Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune, the message of speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune, the message of speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune, the message of speaking.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Whatever you have done, thank you. whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana. This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong.
Looking over just kind of the first reason right here as we look at the 19th, this 19th weekly sabbatical known as Terumah. Looking over just kind of the first reason right here as we look at the 19th, this 19th weekly sabbatical known as Terumah in the Masorah and translated as offering and sometimes interpreted as contribution or donations, offering, Terumah, Terumah. Now, the first words right here, is the, I think it's the 12th word in the opening of this parasha here at Exodus chapter 25. And now, looking at the Chumash right here, we have two verses. We've got verse 1 and 2. The first part, first verse, it says, "And the Lord and Jah spoke to Moses, saying," so in the Hebrew we have, "Why yidaber Yehovah al Moshe le'mor." And Yehovah and Jah, Yahweh, spoke to Moshe, saying, and then we come to verse 2 right here. Daber al bnei Yisrael. Speak, daber, to the children al bnei of Israel, Yisrael, that they take for me, that they take for I, an offering. Ve yikachu li terumah. It says, of every man, of every man whose heart maketh him willing, mayat kol ish asher yidavenu, or someone say yidavenu. Now this is a key word right here, davenu, in Judaism and in modern Judaism. The word davenu refers to prayer and praying. They'll say, the Khazarians in the modern Ashkenazi pronunciation, they'll say davenu, ve. Right, well, actually it's Yidabenu, Yidabenu. So Yidabenu. Just make a note of that right there. And the basic interpretation in the verse would be connected with willing. Right? Yidabenu libo. Lib. We say Bamarinya, we say lib. Lib is heart. Some say lab. Some pronounce as lib. Libo. Libo in the Hebrew, his heart. We have libu Bamarinya in the Amharic, his heart. So we have libo, heart, and libo and libu. So libu, amarinya, libo, amarinya, libo, Ibrahist or Hebrew. Oh, just to make that note there. But just a note on that. Let's go over this last verse, because these are just phrases. I want to say phrases. We have short phrases that make up the sentence, couplets, right? So looking at this kind of couplet, this phrase where it says, of every man or man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. I think we need to just go over this maybe once again, that when we're studying, I mean, this is just something that we have kind of discovered while, you know, best practices and procedure, and just share it with the Habarim and with the Wendemoch, the brothers and the Echitoch and the sisters, that when we're studying, it's very important to pay attention to the like when you're driving, you pay attention to the indications, you know, along the road. Same thing when you're reading and studying, pay attention to those indications. So we have like the commas, the semicolons, you know, is it a quote? The colons, semicolons. I mean, really pay attention to that. For example, we have this couplet here, which says, "Of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering." So we have to break that part, break that phrase down and study. We would say, of every man, right? Of every man whose heart maketh him willing. So of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like every man whose. Who's what? Heart. I mean, you can go that way as well, but just paying attention to the indications, that kind of helps us kind of like take bite size, like if we're eating food, we take a little piece here, right? You know, and then take a little piece. You know what I'm saying? In a, how can we say, in a decent and an orderly way, right? Even there we have the decorum, if you over is what I'm saying. So looking at this last phrase, saying the Hebrew is a little bit easier in the languages because we'll see like the and. So we'll see these phrases. So looking at this last phrase in verse 2, may at call ish asher idabenu libo tikhu take et terumati, ye shall take my offering. So when we're looking at it, ye shall take the tikhu et terumati. So we have, actually have teru, the root, teruma twice. We have teruma, and then we have terumati. Take offering, teruma, and terumati. So when we say terumati there, according to the present pointing of the Hebrew, terumati, we refer to my offering. So we have offering actually twice. We have that they take for me, Jai saying, an offering. Now he qualifies it further. Of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. So one who feels a sense of compunction or obligation or force, then they of them do not take an offering. But of every man whose heart, get this in the translation, whose heart maketh him willing, right? Whose heart maketh him willing. So this is where we have the Asher Yidabenu Libo. Asher Yidabenu Libo. Right? Who's it's interesting, the Asher. Let me look at it. Usually we see this in the translation like the who's there. Right? That who's, or even sometimes it's translated as which. Not which, but which, that's why I like to say whose. He says whose heart maketh him willing. Asher Yidabenu Libo. Asher Yidabenu Libo. This is interesting because in just looking at this, we're looking at the Asher in this sense. Right? Like we say, Asher in the sense of Ehya, Asher Ehya. When Eubi Ubi said to Moshe, I am that I am. Ehya, Asher, Ehya, Asher. Ehya, I am. Asher, Ehya. So we have here, Me'at Kol Ish, Asher Yidabenu Libo. Asher Yidabenu Libo. Oh? So here we have the section being addressed, this section here is being addressed to Moses while he was in the summit of the mount. Instructions were given for the construction of the sanctuary, of the Mikdash, right, of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, in which, now they say right here, and the Havarim that have the Chumash, we'll see in the footer for this Torah portion, the verse 1 connected with the phrase, the Lord spoke. Why daber Yehovah? Why daber Yahweh? And Jah spoke, and Jah spoke. This section right here, you'll see that there's have Shekinah. I want you to make a note of that. It should be Shekinah. Not Shekinah, but Shekinah. Shekinah. I want you to make a note of that. We had touched on this, I think, previously in a short series. I had to go over that again, but when the inspiration had come to I and I, we had sought to make a presentation. I think we did make that presentation on whether Shekinah or Shekinah, or in the anglicized would be Shekinja. Shekinja. There's actually a name. You can check out the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary as well. Because, see, Shekinah
right? Shekinah is the feminine sense. And also, we don't have that within the scriptures. That's kind of an addition of, we could say, Jewish and modern Jewish speculation. See, the word Shekinah, and we went through a diligent study in the scripture to really find, you know, when someone says, well, this, such, and such, we'll look in the text. We don't see Shekinah in the text. So this is implied. It's to say the dwelling of God. But the word right here is a feminine sense, Shekinah. It should be Shekaniah. And we actually have the word in scripture. While when we look into the Hebrew scripture for Shekinah, we do have Shekinah, but this is related to the soul, the female, the feminine soul. The soul is feminine. Right, dwelling and abiding with the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh is male. And it's, see, I'll just make a note on that right here, you know, and I hope that we can get into some of the basics. And any questions about this, let's get the questions out. You know, let's get the reasoning out. Even if it might seem offish, sometimes this is the way we get the truth. Like, well, why does it say Shekinah here? It was a question that came to I and I mind. And in prayerful meditation and study, we got to see that it is an error. It should not be Shekinah. It should be Shekaniah. Shekaniah is the dwelling of he who be, who he be. So the instructions here in this Torah portion, the 19th Torah portion, is being given for the construction of the holy place, we could say the chapel, the sanctuary, the mikdash, the mekdash, in which the Shekaniah would be manifest. Not the Shekinah, but the Shekaniah, Shekaniah, so that Elohim could speak with Moshe, and there would be no further need for him to ascend up to the mount. Now, this is one reason that these instructions are being given, right, so that Elohim would speak with Moses, and no further need for him to ascend to the mount. In other words, looking forward, right, looking forward right here. Right, so this is just a kind of an overview of the Lord speaking, Josh speaking here. What is he speaking to? He's speaking to the instructions given for the construction of the sanctuary, the holy place. In the Hebrew, the mikdash. In Bamarini we say mekdes, and the kedesek adash, the holy place. Right, now this holy place, right, includes the tabernacle, the mishkan. The mishkan is the center of that Mekdash, Mikdash, sanctuary place. And within that Mishkan, Yahuwah would Shakan. That's how we say Shakan Yah. Oh? Now when we come with our willing hearts and souls, you see, our souls, that's the Shekinah. The Shekinah is referring to us. The Shakan Yah is referring to he who be who he be. He says right here, he says, there's a footer where it says for me, where it says take an offering for me. Some say that it's not for Elohim's use, like he needs a donation or a contribution, but it's for the glory, the kabod, of Hashem, of his name, right? And for a place for him to visit and to dwell, that's the Shekinah there, to dwell with his people. So he calls for a teruma. Now, teruma is said to denote something that is set apart. Teruma has the idea of a free will gift, a free will offering. There are three types in the scripture of terumas, of offerings. So once again, we have another evidence of the fingerprint of HaElohim, even here in the tripart or three part, the three types of what is known as the teruma that are mentioned in Torah, in the law or instruction. What are these three types of terumas? There's one, the capitation charge. We could say the head charge, as it were, the cap, capitation, capital, the cap, where you wear a cap on the Ras, the cap. So we say the head charge of a half shekel. So we have the head charge or the capitation charge of a half shekel from which the sockets, the sockets of the tabernacle, the sockets of the Mishkan. Tabernacle, the Hebrew Mishkan, Mishkan literally a dwelling place, right? The half shekel is for the sockets of the tabernacle to be made. We have that in Exodus 38 and 26.
and there was a similar charge, right, for the purchase of the communal offerings, a similar charge for the purchase of the communal, for the community. So it's like the donations, the gifts that will be utilized by the community, right? And lastly but not leastly, of the three types of teruma that are mentioned in Torah, we have the offering, that is specified here. The offering, and remember, all this is included as one offering. Notice that the teruma is singular. Even though many things are mentioned, the whole thing is one, as we say with the 10 words and one mitzvah, just to make a note right here. Now, we had touched on this already, but this deserves to be noted here, where it says, whose heart maketh him willing. That's the translation we have here in the Chumash. Whose heart, right, Asher Yidabenu Libo, whose heart maketh him willing. Asher Yidabenu Libo, whose heart maketh him willing. No compulsory levy was to be made. No forcible levy. You know, it's not tax, like somebody snatching and taking it, forcing you to give. No. Asher Yidabenu Libo, whose heart maketh him willing. No compulsory levy was to be made, but voluntary gifts were requested. The people did not wait for the collection to be announced, but brought, we find in this Torah portion, they brought more than enough. In Exodus 36 and 5, there's that witness. And all that remained for the princes, for the Sarim, the Roshe, the princes, the Mekwanit, you can say, but for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. So the people, so we have the people and we have the princes. Let's note that right there as well. Because the people, right, they didn't wait for the collection really to be announced, but they had brought more than enough. You know, so we're going to look at that right there, 36 and 5. And all that remained to be contributed or offered or given as a gift was for the princes. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Actually, that psalm there, really, the gates are referring to the princes. Lift up your heads, O you princes. Lift up your heads, princes. Mekwanet kagibit ayu wat alu. Ethiopia, Jochuan, wad ekziyabihar, zaragalech. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to the sustainer, to Ha Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So all that remained was for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. Note that. So the people brought everything else, but what the princes brought. Now let's look at this in connection with Psalm 68:31, and let's look at the A part and the B part. We often look at the B part. I hear the B part. I chant the B part. Ethiopia should stretch forth her hands to God, to Jah, to actually in the script Elohim, Allah's Elias at the first, right? But what's the first part of the verse? The first part of the verse is princes shall come out of Egypt. Now that applies to us, right? Israel, so-called black people in the latter days. Also now the princes, first Rastafari, was to contribute was the precious stones. Precious stones and the oil. When I'm going over this, I'm thinking about the oil, and I'm saying, okay, we have in the, you know, the twofold sense, literal precious stones, gems, right, and oil, right? But then we look at oil being a symbol of what? Spirit, right? Holy Spirit, anointing, Christina, Mashaha, right? Anointing, right? And the Moshiach, the anointing, oil. The anointed was anointed with oil. But in the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, in the iritical and the spiritual sense, as we rise up, we get to see that the oil refers to anointing. All right, so this is the key, even when we speak about the whether to call it the menorah or the lampstand or the candlesticks or the candlestand or whatever. Even though we have that in the translation, we should make those notes there. So because many times the translation, it could be 95% good, or 90. They say it's 99. So that 1%, you know, they said 99% of the people are run by 1% are controlling 99. So even if we look at the scripture and say, hey, this is why it says Holy Ghost. Why it says Ghost? Let me scratch out Ghost and put Spirit. It doesn't mean that the rest of it is not good. But still that one. You see the 99, 1%. Okay, we'll touch on that. But just as an example right here. But let's take this up. I take this up in meditation right here, but this last note from Exodus 35, right, in Exodus 35 and 27, this last note where it says that all the people gave so much, the people gave enough, the people were very moved to give, and all that had remained was for the princes to contribute, was the precious stones and the oil. Is there a new covenant rhema word there, right now word there for us, brothers and sisters? There's something to headrest with y'all on. Stay tuned. More to come. Y'all willing. Give thanks. Give thanks for your patience and your attention. Chavarim. Shalom. God bless the eye. Keep the eye and cause his face to shine on the eye and eye and eye and give eye and eye Yeshua. Shalom. Glory be the King. 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 Glory be the King.
In loves you that shall break every chain.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. They are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark.
Psalm LXXXVIII, Psalm 88, Psalm 88, which is themed a cry from the depths, a cry from the depths. Today's Psalm Mizmor Pei Chait, some say Pei Chait or Fei Chait, Fei Chait, the 88th Psalm. And the superscription here, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach. Livnei Korach La Menatzeach Ala Machlat Le'anot Maskil Le Hayman Ha Ezrachi
We have a song, a shir, a mizmor, a chant, a vocal chant, an intonation, a mizmor. So it's a song. You have a song and a mizmor. Shir, mizmor, livnei, livnei korach. A song, a psalm, a chant of the sons of Korah. La menatzeach, la menatzeach. For the chief musician, the musical leader, musical director. Al machelat le'anot. Al machelat, machelat le'anot. Here we have a title. It's titled of Psalm 53, L-I-I-I. Literally in the Hebrew, the machelat, machelat, machelat le'anot. It's a pun, al machelat le'anot. Sickness, some interpreters say sickness to afflict. Some say it's the name of a melody. Evidently, they say it's in a minor key to which the psalm, the mizmor, was chanted or intonated. Shir mizmor livnei korach, livnei, livnei. So here we have the psalmist crying out in pain to Adonai, to Adonai, begging him for relief from his intense and constant suffering. The psalmist, suffering, 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 the psalmist, suffering. We have mizmor, mizmor, fe-chet, fe-chet, or Psalm LXXXVIII, Psalm 88, Psalm 88, which is themed a cry from the depths, the cry from the depths. Today's Psalm Mizmor Pe Chait. Don't say Pe Chait or Fe Chait. Fe Chait. The 88th Psalm. And the superscription here, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach. Livnei Korach. La Menatzeach Ala Machelat Le Anot. Masakil Le Hayman Ha Ezrachi. Ha Ezrachi. We have a song, a shir, a mizmor, mizmor, a chant, a vocal chant, an intonation, a mizmor. So both, it's a song, you have a song, and a mizmor. Shir, mizmor, livnei, livnei korach. A song, a psalm, a chant of the sons of Korah. La menatzeach, la menatzeach, for the chief musician, the musical leader, musical director, al machelat le'anot, al machelat, machelat le'anot. Here we have a title. It's titled of Psalm 53, L-I-I-I. Literally in the Hebrew, the machelat, machelat, machelat le'anot. It's a pun, al machelat le'anot. Sickness, some interpreters say sickness to afflict. Some say it's the name of a melody. Evidently, they say it's in a minor key to which the psalm, the mizmor, was chanted or intonated. Shir mizmor livnei korach, livnei, livnei. So here we have the psalmist crying out in pain to Adonai, to Adonai, begging him for relief from his intense and constant suffering. The psalmist, and I and I in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Chait, Mizmor Pe Chait, regards Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, as the ultimate cause of his distress. But nevertheless, he clings to Ha Elohim, true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, in hope, in expectation. Now, this is a song of Korah. I'd like to get into Korah a little bit. And who was Korach? This is for Livnei. Livnei Korach. The sons of Korah. Now, there's an abnormal use of the term at the head right here in Shir. Shir. Shir is a song. A song. It's a song. Not a chant, but a song. A Shir.
Mizmor is a chant, an intonation, voca, invoca, word, sound, power. So we have a shir, a song, and a mizmor, an abnormal use of the term because it here includes no connotation, at least overtly, of joy. So usually when we have a shir, like the Song of Songs of Solomon, Shir HaSharim, a song of songs. But here we have a cry from the depths, a cry from the depths. If we look at let's see if we can bring up the Septuagint of today's daily song. And the theme here is a petition to be saved from death. So we have this as an ask in the Hebrew. A sha'al is an ask. We have abetuta in the Royal Amharic. Abetuta. It's an ask, a petition to be saved from death. The Sefer Tehillim reads it as a cry from the depths, a cry from the depths. Now we need to get a basic foundation. Remember Moshe? Moshe was learned in all the wisdom of the Gibbets, the Hekapata of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. And he was mighty in word and in deed. And the Mizmor, the Psalms, the chants, at least 10 of them or so are ascribed to Moshe, Judaically speaking, in Psalms 90 to 100. But first, let's touch on Korah. Let's touch on Korah, so we can begin to receive and see the psalm in its respective context here. All right, today's daily psalm, because the key is the superscription. The superscription provides I and I the key. And when we look at the Korah psalms, Korah, who was Korah? Right. Who was Korah? Do you remember the Korah rebellion? And who were his sons, his children? His children, though Korah and his fellow rebels, they were destroyed. We have Korah's sons being speared. His sons, his children, even in HaTorah, as we come across that in I Torah portion studies, we find that the children were speared. This kind of teaches a principle. Because the fathers ate sour grapes, the children's teeth don't have to be set on edge because the fathers ate sour grapes. Now, something very interesting about the Korah Psalms. And here in the Torah portion reading and feeding, and here with the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the psalm that corresponds in this time, where we're at in the reading and feeding, if we get a lay of the land, here we are still, in a sense, going down, in a sense. We have not hit, as it were, rock bottom to come up. Because let's look at the children of Israel, where they're at right here. Right, with the golden calf and what happens after that with the Korah, whole Torah portion on Korah. Now, continual prayers for the sons, the children of Korah, uphold the sense here assigned to Maskil. We have the sense of the Maskil. Korah, he is said to have been, right, swallowed alive by the earth. And so the prayers for the sons of Korah, Livnei, Bnei, Vnei Korah, are similar to those for the souls in purgatory, which are offered up by even the Romanists and the Catholic Church. Now, there's something here that needs to be understood. The Maskil was the prayer or the utterance in this context here from the depths, from the deep, from what is known in the wisdom of the Egyptian as the Kars of what's known as the Hades, right? And the wilderness experience brings it out. But the Psalms, see, the blind and the fumbling helplessness of the unskilled. Again, the blind and fumbling helplessness of the unskilled. These are known as the idiotes, I know it sounds like idiot, but idiotes. It's important to understand what the idiot, in the Koine Greek sense, want to see something from their own. We all can see things from our perspective. So idiot, the idiotes are the blind and fumbling. They see it from their way. If you tell them, no, that's not the way, this is the way, they still continue in their way because it's their way of seeing it. So thus, the blind and fumbling helplessness of the unskilled, the idiotes, in representing the myth, the mythos, as a pseudo-Western Gentile miracle, is at times very, very pitiful. As in the case of the sons of Korach. See, the name Korach in the Hebrew signifies, it can signify an accident, a sudden hap. Like what's happening, a sudden hap, like a mishap, such as was the fate assigned to the sons, right, according to one interpretation of this, when the earth opened and swallowed them, but it swallowed their patriarch, they survive. But see, here in the context of it is an aspect of the Hebrew, we can say the Hebrew rites and rituals that connect with the old time religion, the Hebrew Trinity, the faith in the Trinity, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity of the patriarch. So here we have, we call this the Osirian, right? This is the Osirian aspect or the Abel aspect of the faith that is somewhat reflected even in the New Testament and fulfilled in Yeshua HaMoshiach. But check this. So Korah denotes crying and calling to Korah. Kara, Kara, we have Kara, some point as Kara, some point as Kora, 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 Karati, Karati, even in today's daily psalm, Karati, I called, Karati, from Kara or Kora, to cry, a calling out, even a calling out of one's name, to Kara, Kora. Now we have Kharu, 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 Kharu in ancient Egyptian, which means the evil one. The fallen enemies. But the full form of the word is korch, 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 korch. Now korch is unused, it's unused in the light of Hebrew, which means to freeze, to stiffen with cold. In ancient Egyptian we have ach, ach, like ach, like ach, which denotes the dead. And we have Korach, Korach, right? Not Korach, but in the Hebrew, the CH is a ch. Korach identifies the dead below in the car of the underworld. We also have that in today's daily psalm. He says, set apart among the dead. Right? In the Sefer Tehillim, it has set apart among the dead like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. And they are cut off from thy hand. Speaks further, thou hast laid me in the nethermost pit, in the pit, in the cars, the underworld, or from a Hebraic psychospirituality, in the Hebrew psychology, we can say in the fallen state or in the psychological sense, the subconscious, the subconscious, you know, the subconscious, or the unconscious. Those who are cut off, korach, korach in the Hebrew for baldness, them crazy bald heads, not just the literal bald head, but according to the Hebrew sign, has a derivative sense from cutting off the hair, and the cutting off the hair, which is a trodden tradition of many root race peoples, cutting off the hair for the dead, the sons of Korach. Now, this group of psalms, we have a group of psalms, which are the Korahite or the Korahite psalms, a group of psalms, which utters the cries of those whom the earth has swallowed, just as it swallows the souls within the book of the Hades. See, Moshe was learned in, I said, all the wisdom of the Egyptian, mighty in word and deed. Right, and the reconciling of these things is what we have within the form of the scriptures, in the translation, of course. So in studying Teshuva and self-approve, we see that in one of these, the speaker says, one of the Korahite Psalms, he says, my mouth shall speak of Chokmah. Chokmah, Chokmah. Chokmah, wisdom, the Hebrew, Sophia. That means according to the gnosis, according to the gnosis, according to the da'at, the ilkat, the knowledge, the epinosis, I will incline mine ear to a mashal, a misale, a mashal, a parable. I will open my dark sayings, my riddles, upon the harp. Now, this was one of the dark sayings, the chida, or the chetu. The chetu in ancient Egyptian, the chida in the Hebrew, the secret things. The secret things and the secret things, shut and seal to those who sought to rewrite the mythos as their story, corrupting our story, the true mystery of His Majesty. See, in this psalm, the sons of Korah are the wicked, the ratchet, who are laid like sheep in the grave for death to feed on. Who are these? The unredeemed, for whom there is no resurrection. There's no get up, stand up. There's no resurrection. Hence, they are the sons of the Beit, of the Beit of Sheol, of the Beit of Sheol, of the house of Sheol, the anti-repatriation state, or what's commonly translated as hell. I remember thee, I, from the hill Mitzar, 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 Mizar. Mizar, we had this in the previous psalm, all in this cycle according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. If we take a look at, this is Psalm 40, 42, psalm previous according to the royal order, Psalm 42, or yesterday, first light, last light, first light psalm, we have the Mizmor, Mem Beit, or Mizmor Mem Beit. Psalm 42, a lament of an exile. Now the Ethiopic, the HSV brings out further, it's a Levite. One says it's a Levite, according to one of the superscription, kind of the theme of the psalm. It's not directly written in the midst of Kedus, but bringing out, you know, it says, Besidet lai, Besidet lai, Yale, Lewawi, Likso, a lamentation of a Levite in exile. So we have in Psalm 42, verse 7 in the Sefer Tehillim in the Hebrew, verse 6 in the KJV, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Elohai alai nafshi, tishatochach, my soul, she is cast down within me. Therefore do I remember thee, I, from the land of Jordan. Al Cain, Ezekar Ka, I remember the Ka, remember the I, male. Me Eretz Yarden, from the land of Yarden, of the Jordan. And the Hermans, the Hermonites, what's called the Hermonites, with Hermonim, from Hermonim, Hermonim, the Hermonim Mehara Mitzar. Here we have Mitzar, or in the English, Mizar. Now, Bamarinya brought it out as Betanashutarara, and that's what Mitzar, that's what it means. Mitzar means hill of lickleness, a little hill. Now, what's the connection right here? And let's note that as well as the Psalm 40, 42, also for the leader, a maskil of the sons of Korah, la menatzeah, la menatzeah, maskil la livnei Korah. So we have the hill of Mitzar, or you could say Mizar, is the star of the Mest, in the great bier. The type of the birthplace, and the speaker is in the place of rebirth. Thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons. Or some translators bring out foxes. Both types are true according to the wisdom that Moshe was learned in, that we have here as the groundation. And covered us with the salmavet. Salmavet, the salmaut. Salmaut, yemot tila. Yemot tila. Yemot tila. Or the salmavet. The shadow of death. That is in the deep place of Apophis. Ones who may be familiar with that, that's the Greek, you know, translated for the Apepa, the dragon, the Hades, the Sheol, the anti-repatriation state to which the sons of Korach had sunk, according to the Miso. So one of these maskil, the Psalms that have maskil, or somebody read it as maschil, but really maskil, a teaching. Timharit, the Royal Amharic, brings out that sense of a teaching, is a prayer of Dawi, the Hebrew Tahuti, thought. When the Zephim came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Snitch. The Zephim, they belong to the mythos. Some say the mythology, the mythos. See, the Sefer is a Gryphon or a Typhonian, they say, genie. See, Sefui is in the Egyptian to torment, to torture, to punish. Seth is to refine by fire. And Shept denotes terror, terrible, to terrify, to be demonial. Like demoniac, demonial. See, the speaker like the Osirian, or in the Hebraic like the Abel. See, that faith of Abel from the beginning and the connection with Moshiach in Egypt, that would have been known as the Osirian. The Osirian of the rite and the ritual is passing through the world of the dead. And the world of the dead in the Hebrew, this is the Sheol. The Sheol, even in these latter days, in their latter days and times, even right here. I'm going to touch on the tab of the 400 years as well. So this connection right here to these Psalms and what these Psalms bring out overtly. See, this is why someone, when they read it, they might be like, damn, why is it so, one might think it's depressing, it's sad, or something like that, because they are disorientated. You know, see, you have to get unplugged. You have to be deprogrammed first, you know. So some of this might still not be, in that sense, maybe making the link sense that it should make, in that sense, because one has not been, in that sense, unplugged, right? That unplugging, right? That deprogramming. You see, being deprogrammed, the way we look at this right here, a cry from the depths. This is one of my nine favorite songs. We did a whole CD, Meeting Burning Spear and Dub, Kutilket Chuhet. Right, you know, cry from the depths. I like to share that with the ILM, with the Royal Amharic. And because there's different sections in this psalm. For example, there's the opening section. Right, the opening section, the appeal for Jah's hearing, to get a hearing. Like in court, to get a hearing in verses 1-2. Then in verses 3-5, his extreme straits, the anxiety, the straits, like almost like straight jacket, but not just physically, psychologically, right? Psycho-spiritually, right? And also physically, being in anxiety. Right, the soul experiences anxiety. One might be in a tight, cramped place physically and spiritually. So his extreme straits or anxiety, verses 6-8, Jah's wrath is upon him. Jah's wrath is upon him. Verses 9-12, will not Jah relieve him ere it's too late? Before it's too late, will he not relieve him before it gets too late? Verses 13-18, his prayer is renewed. And this is the full of full. full of soul right here. What's interesting is that the next psalm is actually not a Korahite psalm, but just in considering the Korahite psalm and the connection with the underworld, the connection with the Korahite psalms, right, the connection with these particular psalms and the experience in the underworld. The group of psalms utters the cries of those whom the earth has swallowed, just as it swallows the souls in the book of Sheol or the book of Hades. Now that we got that, you know, then we can recognize, well, how does it speak to us, right? Even according to the reason of the season, right? You know, because man is not just a five-cycle being, right? Even in the season, the ebbs and the flows, the cycles, in other words, the cycles. So we have in today's daily psalm this overview right here. Now to pick up on this a little bit more, get into the first A, B, C's of today's daily psalm, first two, three verses. We just touched on just an overview. Now, what's interesting is the Ezraite connection, right? The Ezraite connection with this psalm and the psalm following. But focusing on this particular psalm right here, as we said, the psalmist cries out in pain to Adonai. The whole of the psalm is enshrouded, some commentators say, and some might agree, in what seems to be gloom. This is a deep dub. This is what we call this. This is like a deep dub. This is to the groundation, the foundation. In this respect, or respectfully speaking, it differs from the others, such as Psalm 7, Psalm 22, Psalm 31. These also are cries from the depth, the groundation, right? Almost like the rock bottom, which tell of bitter personal suffering. There's no gleam of light, some say, or hope that breaks through his compliant. See, the author prays for relief without any mention within the psalm of its coming or even the expectation of it coming. The Targum, what's the interpretation? The Targum explains that the Mizmor, as relating to Yisrael, Yasharel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Hebrew Trinity, in captivity, and is similarly interpreted by even others. Even Rashi gives an interpretation somewhat similar to that. But the intense personal note, in spite of the application to Yisrael in captivity, there is the intense personal note which is too evident to be missed or dismissed. The mizmor, the song, the intonation in vorka, word, sound, power, quote, is written with the very heart's blood. The blood is the life, the liberty of the poet, end quote, who wrote it. Who the sufferer was cannot, it is said, be determined. But from the account of his misery, he appears to have been smitten, seeming early in life, with a dreadful ailment. Some say perhaps it was leprosy, and perhaps it was not five-cycle physical leprosy. Imagine psycho-spiritual leprosy. Which caused him to be shunned by all and made his existence a living death. Now this is one Targum, one interpretation of it right here, with the words themselves bringing out, and this is why we study Teshuah and I self-approve and be still, right, and go into the innermost, the innocence, the sanctuary to know this, be still in gnosis. So we have Shir Mizmor Livnei Korah Lam Natzeach Al Machelata Le'anot Masekila Le'Heiman Ha'Ezrachi, a psalm of the sons of Korah for the leader upon Mahalat Le'anot, as it's brought out in the English. Masekil of Haman, the Ezrahite, a Masekil. Once again, the Maskil, Tim Hellett, take that as a teaching, as a didactic, a golden lesson, a song for the sons of Korah, to chief musician upon Mahalat Leanot. Pause. This Hebrew phrase, Mahalat Leanot, Leanot, Mahalata Leanot, illness to afflict. Illness to afflict. How would to receive that? Some say perhaps it refers to a particular style of music, a tune title perhaps, a dub, ancient dub, or a musical instrument. Now the term machalat as a term, it also appears in the superscription of Psalm 53. Right? Some say according to the machalat style. A well-written song, Maskil, by David. Psalm 53 also reflects this titling. Now, the Maskil aspect, as we said, many would say that the Hebrew term is uncertain. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew and the Majesty's Bible, the Metz of Kedus, we have Tinharit that brings out what the Hebrew, Sakal, the root of Maskil, the word derived from the verb meaning to be prudent, to be wise. Various options are a contemplative song, a song imparting moral wisdom, a skillful, well-written song, as we pointed out before, but pointing out again. The term maskil, it occurs in superscriptions of Psalm 32, 42, 44, 45, 52 to 55, 74, 78, today's daily psalm, 88, 89, and 142, as well as in Psalm 47 and 7, to give praise with maskil, with understanding. Yahweh el-hei, Yeshuati, Oh Jehovah, the God, the source, el-hei, Yeshuati. Elohei Yeshuati, Elohei Yeshuati, Elohim of my Yeshua, of my salvation, of my victory, of my deliverance, Yahuwah, Elohei Yeshuati, Yom HaZa'akti, Ba Laila Negedeka, before the eye, what time I do cry, in the night. Interesting what we have here, right? This first verse here, which in the KJV includes a superscription, so we're taking it together. Oh Lord, Adonai, Elohei Yeshuati, Yahuwah, Elohei Yeshuati. Oh Lord, oh Jehovah, Elohim of my salvation. Yeshuati, of my victory, of my deliverance. I have cried. Now, KJV brings it out. I cried day and night before the eye. In the Sefer Tehillim, it says right here, what time I cry in the night before the eye. In the Hebrew, we have Yom Sa'akati, to cry out, Yom Sa'akati, Balaila, Negedeka, before the eye. I have cried. The word is Sa'ak. To Sa'ak is to shriek, or by implication to proclaim something in the assembly. You know how you will have to call out so that everyone hears, or to cry out. So he says, in the day, yom, daily, to say daily, yom, sa'akati, yom, sa'akati, daily, I, sa'akati, I'm crying out daily in light of the content of the mizmor. This reference to HaElohim as the one who delivers seems, some say, overly positive. For this reason, some amend the text, some look at the ancient Hebrew glyphs and say, Alohai, 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 Shewaiti, 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 or Shewaiti, 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 my God. Alohai, 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 Shewaiti, 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 I cry out, Shauti, Shauti, Shewaiti. We say Shewaiti, but now we say shout, shout, shout. I shout, Shewaiti, Alohai, Shewaiti. My God, I cry out, I cry out, I'm crying out. Shewaiti or Shewaiti, Shewaiti, modern Hebrew, Shewaiti, 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 I'm crying, I'm crying, I'm crying, I'm crying out. By day, I cry out, Yom Tza'akati, Yom Tza'akati, Yom, daily, I'm crying out. Balayla, in the night, Negedeka, 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 in the night before, in your presence, before you, Neged, Negedeka, before the I, yes, I. We have the second verse, reading it from the English, actually in the Hebrew, this will be the third verse, but let's just keep on the level here. Let my prayer come before thee, I, incline thine ear to my cry. Let my prayer, may my prayer come before thee, I. Taboa, lefaneka, lefaneka, tefilati, 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 my prayer. Taboa, 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 to come, lefaneka, before your presence, before your perception, lefaneka, tefilati, 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 my prayer. May my prayer come before the eye. The prefix verbal form is understood as a adjusive, in technically speaking, indicating, it indicates the psalmist's desire, what the psalmist's desire or the prayer, the verb here, tavoa, tavoa, taboa. Taboa lefaneka tefilati. He's like saying, coming from what he said just in the verse before, this is a desire. Let my prayer, like, please let my prayer come before the eye, because you are the Elohei Yeshuati. Elohei Yeshuati. And I am crying out to the eye, Shewaiti, 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 Yeshuati, Yeshuati, my victory, my salvation. So let my prayer come before the eye and incline thine ear. Hatei azeneka, hatei, hatei azeneka, hatei azeneka, broaden your ear, stretch forward your ears, broaden your ear. Le rinati, le rinati, le rinati, to my cry. Now, here's something very interesting. We have the rina, rina in Hebrew, rina. Properly, it's like a creaking or a shrill sound. It can be a shout of joy, or it can be a shout of grief. So this is an interesting, because the same word, rina, rina, right, ranen, is used elsewhere for joy, right? But it means like a shrill with great effort. It can be a cry of grief. It can be a cry, a shout of gladness. It can be joyful. It can be as a proclamation, as rejoicing, as shouting, as singing, as triumphing, or being triumphed upon. Context is very, very important. So he says, incline thine ear to my cry. In the midst of his agonies, he clings to the faith in Ha-Elohim, the Hebrew Trinity, the true good, the true God, as the only source from which his salvation, Yeshuati, his salvation can come. Thus the Elohei Yeshuati. Day and night, daily and in the night. By day I cried, and night in the night before the eye. In the Hebrew, saying, by day I cried in the night before the eye, which can only mean I cried in the daytime and my cry continues into the night. I've been all day, I've been crying out to you, and it's night and I'm still crying, I'm still before the eye. I've cried day and night is a way that the authorized and the revised versions paraphrase it. Because this right here now brings him to this verse here, the third verse, and here at the third verse begins the section, his extreme anxiety, the extreme anxiety, the difficulty, a very difficult situation or situation he and we in riding through this psalm, right, according to the royal order. He says, I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength. Right? Okay. Sleeker. Before we get there, we went up a verse. Let's connect. He says, let my prayer come before the eye, incline thine ear to my cry. Tabor lefaneka tefilati. And here the dilate verse, the KJV, the third verse is ki yasava'ah, bir ra'ota nafshi, we chayaya lishola, hi gi'u, for my soul is sated with trouble, for my soul is full. Is full, is satisfied, ki yashava'a bi'ra'ota nafshi. For satisfied is she, ki yasaba'a, saba'a, ki yasava'a bi'ra'ot, ra'ot, with evil, with trouble, with evils. My soul is satisfied with bad, naturally moral badness. She is Saba. She sated, filled to satisfaction, has had enough. My soul, she's had enough. She's weary. She says, enough of that. Kia sava bi raota nafshi. We chayai and my life. We chayai, my life. We chayai and my life draweth nigh, near to the grave. Lishol, Higi'o, and my life draweth nigh near to the grave. Better have drawn nigh. Has drawn nigh. He is at the point of death. At the point of death. Right? Drawing nigh, according to his own word, to the grave. But what word does he use for grave? He uses the word Sheol. Sheol. Lishol, we chayai, lishol, higiu, drawing near to Sheol, naga. See the word higiu is from the word naga. Right, from the word naga, which means to touch. Naga, right? To lay the hand upon for any purpose. In a euphemistic sense, it can mean to lay, in a sense, sexually with a woman. By implications, to reach, figuratively, to arrive, or to acquire. But it can also mean violently to strike, to punish, to defeat, to destroy. And here's what's interesting. This is the word that is used for even with the plagues. One of the words used for the plague, the nega. What's up, nega? Right? To beat, right? To bring down, to cast down, to come nigh, to draw nigh, to hap, right? To plague, the word for plagues, right? The nega. To reach up, to smite, to strike, or to touch. You know, someone said, you touch your jaw, touch Paro and Mitzrayim and Gibbets, right, with the nega, right, with that touch with it. So in this same sense, understanding that aspect, he's saying, Chayai, my life is plagued to Sheol, he's not even saying the Kever, not the Kever, but Sheol, right? So with a recognized psycho-spirituality here, often translated as Hades or the world of the dead, as if a subterranean subconscious retreat, including its accessories, the accessories of one's subconscious mind, subconscious desires, or the inmates, all the ones and ones you got in there, right, in that subconscious region. This is the Sheol. This is the Sheol, and it spans from here to there. Let's just point that out. So may my prayer, right, it says, my soul, because my soul, my life is approaching, my life is being plagued to Sheol, is being plagued to something like a cognitive dissonance in this triple darkness, if you understand the metaphor right there. That's why he says, I am counted like them that go down into the pit. I am become as a man that hath no help. Man that is what? Helpless, without any help. KJV brings it out, I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. I mentioned this before. Some people thought that was a great moment back in Negro lost sheeple history when they walked around carrying these signs saying, I am a man. And they said, I am a man that hath no strength. That was the fulfillment of that right there. I am a man. Was created in his image and after his rights, but you're going to say, I am a man. I am a man that hath no strength. Right? I'm a man. But see, the Hebrew says, I am become as a man that hath no strength. Nechishavati aima yordevor, the vor, you're entering into the vortex, the bor, in the Hebrew, the bor or the vor is the pit. The pit is the vor, right? You're getting devoured, the bor, a pit hole. You fall into the pit hole, right? Use of it could be a cistern or a prison, right? A dungeon. It could be a fountain, a pit, a well. I am counted with them. I am counted with them. Right? Counted with them that go down. Hashab. Nechishavti. In other words, I am reckoned with that number. You know, because the word hashab. Hashab is an interesting word. It can mean to plait or to interpenetrate, to weave, right, or to fabricate. It can mean to plot or contrive, that's using a malicious sense. But from mental effort to think, to regard, to evaluate, to computate, to reckon. So he's already counted amongst those. He's in that group. You know what I'm saying? You're like, no. I'm supposed to be on that line. They said, no, we got you here. You're in this list. So he said, I am counted. Right, nechishavti, aim yordevor, to the board, to the vortex, right, yorde, yared, to descend, to go down, to yared, to descend, to go downward, to the lower region, right, to the foundation, the groundation, the low ground zero, to the pit. He says, I am as a man, the Hebrew brings out, Haiti, I have become, Haiti kegever, as a gever or geber, kegever, as a geber, as a mighty man. He's not just using the word, I have become like Adam. You already Adam. He says, gever, I have become as a valiant, a strong, a warrior, like a mighty man. I become like a mighty man that don't got no strength. Ain't Eyal. No strength. The Eyal is connected with the Chayel. I don't got no Chayel. Eyal. Ain't Eyal. Without any strength. Which is the idea of no help, strength. No strength. I'm a gever. Right? I'm a mighty man, but the mighty man don't got any strength. He is inert like a dead man. The dead man is better off. The dead man is doing, thinking to do more. Right? He's going down, as we had in Psalm 28. Right? From the top of Psalm 28. That idea right there. This verse here is priceless. Free among the dead. You get that? That actually brings out perfectly the Hebraicism. Free Free among the dead. Free among the dead. Ba-me-tim. Ba-me-tim. Ba-me-tim hafshi. Ba-me-tim hafshi. Ba-me-tim. The me-tim, the dead. Ba-me-tim hafshi. Or some would point as hofshi. Ba-me-tim hofshi. Ba-me-tim hofshi. Set apart among the dead or free among the dead. Among the dead, I am free. Apart from the living and reckoned among the dead, I'm free. I'm free. Free at last. Free. The word is used in 2 Chronicles 26 and 21 of the leper king. Remember the leper king? Yeah, we had one. A leper king. Uzziah. Uzziah. We have Uzziah. 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 Uzziah or Uzziah. Right? Uzziah, who was confined in a house set apart, right? How set apart, bringing out this idea of free among the dead. Hametim, hafshi, kumo halalim, halalim, kumo halalim, shokvei kever, ashlo zekartam oda we heima miyadeka nigazaru. Like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. They're what? Cut off. Cut off from what? Cut off from thy hand. KJV brings out, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. So we have a perfect almost one-to-one, but what does this mean? Well, free among the dead. Among the dead, I am free. Ba-me-tim, ba-me-tim, hafshi, hafshi, hofshi, free amongst the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave. Kumo halalim, kumo halalim, kumo halalim, like kumo halalim, right? Like the halal. The halal, it's interesting, the word halal literally is to be pierced. Like, especially to death, like somebody juked to death, pierced to death. But in a figurative sense, it can be polluted. It has a sense of profane, to be profane. Kumo halalim, like the slain or like the profane, shokvei, shokvei, shokvei kever, or shokvei kever, right? That shokvei, they are laying down. They are lying down. Shakab. Shut up, right? They're lying down, the kever. Now that's the grave, the kever, or kever, kever, kever. We have the kever there, not the sheol. So a lot of times the translation would translate both of them as grave or as hell or something like that, and it's not the same. So it'll give you kind of like a false positive unless you do what the word says in spirit and truth, is study to shoot yourself approved. So it says slain and grave, not a separate grave, not a separate kever, which can be identified and served as a memorial to the dead person, but the sense here is a kind of a large trench in which the corpses of the slain on the battlefield are heaped for burial. Thou rememberest, thou asher lo zekartam od, zekartam od, lo, no zekartam, no, you remember them od, you don't remember them forever. Those who whom thou remembers are no more, in that sense. With Hema Miyadeka, with Hema and these, Hema, Hema, these, the Hema, with Hema and these, be me, Miyadeka, not be Yadeka, but Miyadeka, the Hema, with Hema, Miyadeka, me from Yadeka, from the eyes, Yad, Yadeka, from the eyes, male hand, Nigazaru, Nigzaru, 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 Nigzaru. Nigzaru, nigzaru, they are cut off, right? They are Gaza, 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 they are Gaza, to cut down, they cut off, destroyed, divided, excluded, is decided upon, whom thou rememberest no more. When they have descended into Sheol, into that fallen state, in his affliction, his mind rejects the brighter thoughts. The brighter thoughts of, we have what, Psalm 30, around verse 4. Let's bring that out for you. Psalm 30, roundabout verse 4. Psalm 30 in your Bibles would be verse 3. And it says, O Lord Yahuwah, thou broughtest up my soul from the nether world. He elata mina sheola nafshi. Thou broughtest up. Thou gave my soul elevation from the sunken place. Thou didst keep me alive that I should not go down into the pit. Hiyaitani, you give me life. Hiyaitani, mi yorde bor, so I don't have to go down into the bor, the vor. That was forgotten right here. In this verse right here, he says, thou rememberest not them no more. Right? Cut off from thy hand, from thy saving power. I am cut off from before thine eyes. That is Psalm 31, round about verse 22, verse 23. Now, right here, this brings us into the third section of today's daily psalm, namely verses 7 to 9. Jah's wrath is upon him. Jah's wrath is upon him, upon him, upon him, upon him, upon him.
Yeah, but still, brothers and sisters, you know, you got to keep on pushing. Here, Colonel Campbell, the Dub, the A-side. Yes, I.
Just keep on pushing. Yeah. Brother, open your mind and just don't let them leave us behind. You can stop right now and tell you, brother, part. It's the only decent thing to do. Cause the main thing in life is to surrender your heart. Let's live as one people. Well, love.
Curtis Mayfield going on. Woo! Keep on pushing. Here, the Dub, That's the A side of the Double Eyes for today's daily psalm. Let's touch on a little bit of the Midrash. Since this psalm, it comes in again, you know, within this Shabuah. You know, not the fullness right here, but a good groundation. The Midrash right here, today's daily psalm 88.
Mizmor Pechet. Here, a Midrash. A study on today's psalm, Psalm 88. The Aleph verse, the first verse. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Fechet. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Fechet. Mizmor Fechet. Mizmor Fechet. Psalm 88. Psalm LXXXVIII. Mizmor Fechet. Mizmor Fechet. Hear a Midrash, a study on today's psalm, Psalm 88. The Aleph verse, the first verse. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the leader upon Machlat Lianot, for singing of praise. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Fechet, Mizmor Pechet, Psalm 88. Shir Mizmor, Libnei Korach, Lamnatzeach, Al Machlata Lianot. Hear today's psalm, a song, shir, a psalm, mizmor, a song, a psalm, shir, mizmor, a song, a chant, an intonation, mizmor, a song, shir, a psalm, mizmor, of the sons of Korah, livnei Korach, for the leader, lamnatzeach, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeach, up on Al Machlat Le'anot, upon Machlat Le'anot, for singing of praise. What is meant by Machlat? What is meant by Machlat? According to Rav Berkaya, Machlat means that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to David, said to David, praise me in any way thou, that I desirest to praise me, to praise I, and I shall condone Machalti, whatever thy manner of praising me, thy manner of izezing I. For no man can discover even one of the many kinds of praise, the many kinds of izes that are appropriate for HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, the Ayla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As Scripture says, even in Job chapter 37, verse 20, where it reads, shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. Haisupar lao ki edaber im amar ish ki yibula. Shall it be told him that I would speak? Haisupar lao ki edaber? Or should a man wish that he were swallowed up? Im amar ish ki yibula. Shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. Hai supar lao ki edaber im amar ish ki yibula. But who was given permission to speak? David, as is said, for the leader upon machlat le'anot, for singing of praise, for singing of Isis. La menatzeach al machlata le'anot, for the singing of praise, singing of Isis. This phrase may be taken to mean that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, condoned David's faults in his singing of Ha'Elohim's praise, Isis, for Le'anot means faults. Aonot, faults, aonot too.
For in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 132, Hebraically, the first verse where it reads, Lord, remember to David all his faults, all his onoto. Lord, remember to David all his faults, all his onot. And here, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Shir Hama'illot, the song of degrees of ascents of goings-ups. Zikor Yahuwah LeDawid, Eit Kol Onoto. He who be who he be, O Jehovah, remember to David. Zikor Yahuwah LeDawid, O Jehovah, remember to David. Zikori Yahuwah LeDawid, all his affliction. Eight, call Onoto. Eight, call Onoto. All his afflictions, call all Onoto. His afflictions, call Onoto. All his faults. O Lord, God of my salvation, hear the bait verse, first part of the second verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Fechet. O Lord, God of my salvation, Yahuwah Elohei Yeshuati, Yahuwah Elohei Yeshuati, O he who be who he be, Yahuwah Elohei, Elohim of Yeshuati, of Yeshuati, of my Yeshua, of my salvation, Yahuwah Elohei Yeshuati, the data Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, I have no salvation except in thee I, and mine eyes, I and I eyes wait up on, upon no one except thee I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, replied, because thou, the I, avowest, confessest, avowest this, I shall save thee, I shall save thee I. Even as it's written here in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. O Israel, thou art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting and eternal salvation. Yisrael nosha by Yahuwah teshuata olamim. O Yisrael, that art saved by he who be who he be with an eternal and everlasting salvation. Yisrael nosha by Yahuwah teshuata olamim. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh near to the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, no strength. Hear today's Psalm 88, Hebraically, verses 5 to 6. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh to the grave. I am counted with them that go down to the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Kia sava v'raot nafshi v'chayai lishola higi'u nechashavti ya'im yordei vor hayiti yakagavar ein ayal. For my soul is sated, is satisfied. She is satisfied with troubles. Kia sabaa bi'araot nafshi. And my life with chayai draweth nigh to the grave, draweth nigh to Sheol. Li Sheol higi'u. I am counted with them that go down to the pit. Nech shavti ya'im yordei vor. I am counted with them. Nechashabti, that go down, aim your day, bor, aim your day, vor, go down to the vor, go down to the bor, to the vortex, to the pit. I am become, hayiti, I am become, hayiti, kugavar, ein eyal, I am become as a man, as a geber, hayiti, kugavar, ein eyal, I am become as a man, without strength, without help. Ain, without. Eyal, eyal, hayal. Ain, eyal, without strength. Kia, shal, ki, sabah. ki sab'a bi ra'ot nafshi wa khayal li shawla higu na khashabti ya'im yorday bor hayati kagabar aina hayal. Quote, as a man that has no strong guardian, as a man kagabar ain ayal, as a man that hath no strong guardian, kagabar ain ayal, set apart among the dead, like the slain that lie, that lay in the grave. Hear, 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 today Psalm Mizmor Fechet, Psalm 88, Hebraically, the wow verse, the vav, the wow, the sixth verse. Set apart among the dead, like the slain that lie, that lay in the grave. Bametima hafshi kumoa chlalim shokre k'ever. Set apart among the dead, or free among the dead. Bametim, among the metim, the dead. Bametim, chafshi. Bametim, chofshi. Kumo, like them. Chlalim, chlalim. Shokrei k'ebar. Like the slain chlalim, that lie, that lay, that dwell. Shokrei, that lay down. Shokrei k'ebar. The k'ebar is the grave. The k'ebar is the grave. Often, this gets confounded and confused with the Western Gentile ideas of Hades and so-called hell. But here, Hebraically in the fourth verse, my life draweth nigh to the grave, reads, w'chayai, w'an chayai, and my chai, w'chayai, w'chayai, and my chai, and my life, w'chayai, li shol, shol. Shaul, the Duat, the underworld, the netherworld. Li Shaul, Tikiu, 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 draweth nigh. So we have Sheol here, Hebraically, in the Dalet, the fourth verse, that sometimes is translated as grave or mistranslated as grave, but Hebraically, the word for grave is the kever, the kever, the kever, the kever. So here, 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 in today's psalm is Morfei Chet, Psalm 88, Psalm LXXXVIII, here at the wow verse, Hebraically the sixth verse. Bameti mahafshi kumoa chlalim shokre k'ebar. Set apart, or among the dead, bameti, among the metim, among the dead ones, chafshi, chofshi, among the dead ones, chofshi, I am free. Bametim achafshi kumoa chlalima shokvei k'ebar. Rav Chelbo took the phrase, like the slain that lay, that lie, that lay down in the grave. Like the slain that lay down in the grave. Kumo chlalim shokvei k'ebar. Rav Chelbo took this to mean, quote, like the generation that perished in the flood, end quote. Of this generation, Rav Acha taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be, he said, because its people called my agents by my name, therefore I shall call upon the waters of the ocean in my name, Shemi, Bishmi, and the waters will punish them, Bishmi, in my name. As is said even in Amos, Amos chapter 5, verse 8, he that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, the face of the earthly plain, Yahuwah Shemo, he who be who he be, Jehovah, Yahuwah Shemo, his name, he who be is his name. And here, 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 Midrash notes on what Rav Acha taught concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, where he said, because its people called my agents by my name, my agents, here, 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 Midrash notes, literally the idols. Thus, this may be read as, because its people called their idols, Bishmi, in my name, by Shemi, by my name, therefore I shall call upon the waters of the ocean, Bishmi, in my name. And the waters
will punish them. Bishmi, in Shmi, in my name, as is said even in Amos. Amos chapter 5, verse 8. He that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out up on upon the face of the earthly plain. Yahuwah Shemo, he who be who he be, is his name. Hakore lemeya hayama, wayeshipekema ala pene haaret. Yahuwah Shemo, he the one that calleth. Hakore, hakore, the caller, hakore. Hakore lemeya hayam, that calleth, the caller that calleth, he who is the caller that calleth for the waters of the sea. Lemei hayam, the waters of hayam. Lemeya hayam, hakore lemei hayam, and poureth them out. Wayishapikeim, and that poureth them out. Al penei haaretz, poureth them out up on upon the face of the earth. Wayishapikeim al penei haaretz. Yahuwah Shemo, Jehovah is his name. He who be who he be, Yahuwah Shemo. Hakorei alemei hayam, wayishapikeim al penei haaretz. Yahuwah Shemo. Rav Abahu said, the waters of the ocean stand higher than the face of the earth and the face of the earthly plain. The waters of the ocean stand higher than the face of the earth. Therefore, Rav Eliezer, Eliezer asked in the name of Rav Menachem, is not this point fully made in Scripture in the verse, he that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth? Is not this point fully made in the Scripture, in the verse, even from Amos, that reads, Hakore lemei hayam, wayishapikeim ala penei haaretz, he that calleth Hakore, Hakore, he who be who he be, is he who calleth Hakore for the waters of the sea, li mei hayam, and poureth them out, wayishapikeim, poureth them out, al penei haaretz, up on the face of the earthly plain. For it is impossible to pour down except from above. For it is impossible to pour down except from above. Hence, here, 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 and poureth them up on, upon the face of the earth. Wayishapikeim al b'nei, up on the face, al b'nei haaretz, and poureth them up on the face of the earth, the face of the earthly plain. Wayishapikeim al b'nei haaretz. But as for me, to thee, O Lord, do I cry. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Psalm 88, Hebraically the 14th verse that reads, but as for me, but as for I, to thee I, O Lord, do I cry. Wani elekai Yahuwah shiwa'iti, but as for I, wani, 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 and I, wani, eleka, to the I, male, Yahuwah, O he who be who he be, shiwa'iti, 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 shouti, do I shout, do I cry, in the sense of, do I shout out, do I shout out to the I, wani, eleka, Yahuwah, shiwa'iti. The rest of the verse, and in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet thee I. And in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet thee I. Uvabokara tefilatia tik ademika, and in the morning, uvabokar, 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 tefilati, my prayer, tefilati, my prayer, come to meet the eye. Tik ademeka, tik ademeka. Yahuwah babok eratiflati yatik ademika. That is, and this is according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, Ha'elohim's reply, for Ha'malak, for the angel whose charge is tefillah, is prayer, comes to meet the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael. As is said, even here, in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, I, Mer. Or Vabokerra Tefilati Atik Ademeka. And here, Midrash note on the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani concerning Ha'el, the Almighty's reply, for Ha'malak, for the angel, the Malak, whose charge is prayer. Here the Midrash note connected with prayer, so amended by Ota Emet. The E.T., the edited text, and the P.E., the printed edition, reads here, charity, Ha'el, the true good, the true God's reply, for Ha'malak, for the angel whose charge, the messenger, the angels, whose charge is prayer, whose charge is charity, comes to meet the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, as is said, Uavabokera tiflati tik ademeka, tik ademeka, kedeme, to meet the eye, comes before the eye, tik ademeka, comes first, kedeme, kademe, tik ademeka, But Rav Phinehas took the words to mean Ha Malak, the angel, Ha Malak, whose charge is tefillah, whose charge is prayer, waits until that the Edata Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, that is the latest to assemble, concludes its prayers, tefillot. Then he takes all the tefillot, the prayers, and out of them he fashions a crown that he places up on Harosh, on the head, the Ras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon the Rosh, the head of the Holy One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu. As is said, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, in the Mashal, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, where it reads, blessings are up on the head, the Ras, the Rosh, the head of the righteous. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, blessings are upon the head of the righteous. Berakot le'rosh tzadik, blessings, berakot, blessings, berakot le'rosh, for the rosh, for the ras, for the head, berakota le'rosh tzadik, of the righteous, berakota le'rosh tzadik, blessings are upon or for the head of the tzadik, of the righteous, berakota le'rosh tzadik. And here, Midrash note, in this Midrash on Mizmor, on Psalm Fechet, Psalm 88, right here, the Midrash note concerning Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverb of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 6, concerning the Barakot, the blessings of the Rosh Tzadik are upon the head of the righteous. Here, a reference to the previous Midrash, or Psalm 19, the seventh section of the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 19.7. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Ha Malak, according to Rav Phinehas, took the words to mean that Ha Malak, the angel, the messenger, whose charge is tefillah, waits until the congregation of Israel, the Edata Yisrael, that is the latest to assemble, concludes its tefillot, its prayers. Then he takes all the tefillot, the prayers, and out of them he fashions a crown that he places upon HaRosh, the Ras, the head of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. As is said in the Mashal in Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, Berakot le'Rosh Tzadik, of him that liveth forever, for ever and ever. Hence, here, the verse is read, in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet thee I. In the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee I. And here, I know Midrash note right here, in Psalm 88, according to the KJV, the King James Version, it would be verse 13. In the KJV numbering, it would be the 13th verse. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Masoretic, in the Hebrew, it will be verse 14, the verse that reads, but to thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. So here in the KJV, the King James Version, it reads, prevent thee. Hebraically, this is brought out as to meet thee, to meet the eye. Now we have the word kadama, as we have kedama, even in kedamawi. Here we have tik ademeka, tik ademeka, tik ademeka. Uava bokera tefilati tik ademeka. And in the morning, doth does my prayer tefilati, my tefila tefilati, come to meet the eye. Tik ademeka. So here we have, according to the Strong's Concordance, we have the H6923, the Kadam. Ethiopically, the Kedem, the Kedeme, the Kadam. Now, the Kadam is defined as to meet, to come, or to be in front, in the sense of, as he has the Kedamawi, the sense of being first, right, or going before even the first, in that sense, the Kedamawi. But the sense of the front, the first, it has a sense of to confront. But the sense here is to go before. And in the morning shall my prayer go before thee, go before the eye. Tik ademeka. Tik adem eka. To the eye, the ka, to the eye, male. Tik ademeka. And in the morning, Uva boker, in the boker, in the morning, shall tifilati, shall my prayer, shall she tifilati, tik ademeka, shall she go before thee, she go to meet thee, in the sense, she shall go to confront thee, tifilati, my prayer, my tefila, to come to meet, to receive, to go before, to go in front, to be in front, to lead off, to be beforehand. The sense of to anticipate, to forestall, to come in front, to go before. The sense here is to project, in the sense of projecting oneself. So, tefilati, my tefila, she shall project herself and go before the eye. That is to proceed. First up, tefilati, hence to anticipate, to hasten. The sense bringing out to meet, in the sense of to meet, usually for help, for assistance, shall go before. Now, the sense of the Adam, Adama, the Kedeme, in the sense of to confront, to go before, to be first up, to go before, in the sense of confronting, can be to disappoint in the sense of meeting, or as we have it here, in the KJV, where it reads in Psalm 88, verse 13, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. So some things get lost in translation, and just bringing this out right here in the fulfillment of this Midrash on today's Psalm, Mizmor Fe-Chet, Pe-Chet, Mizmor Fe-Chet, Psalm 88, right here, fulfilling right here the Midrash, U-Ba-Bok-Er, Tiflati, Tik Ademeka, and in the morning, U-En, Ba boker, and in the boker, tefilati, my tefila, tik ademeka, she shall meet thee, she shall go before thee, she shall be, in the sense of first, ademe, Adama, Adam, Edeme, she shall be first to thee. Uva bo kertifilatia tik Ademeka, 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 Ademeka.
Bakadamawi.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Bakadamawi. 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 Bakadamawi.
Bakadami Gebra Xavier Samaye Wamidra.
Bakadamawi Kalu Bakadamawi Sultanu Andin. በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ ኢንፍላሲያ
ታሁን ፕራይስ ኢዝ ቱ
מזמור פחד שיר מזמור לבני קורח למנצח על מחלת לענות משכיל להימן האזרחי אדוני אלוהי ישועתי יום צעקתי ולילה נגדך תבוא לפניך תפילתי עטה אוזנך לרינתי כי שבעה ורעות נפשי וחיי לשאול הגיעו נחשבתי עם יורדבור הייתי כגבר אין אייל במתים חופשי כמו חללים שוכבי קבר אשר לא זכרתם עוד והמה מידך נגזר שתני בבור תחתיות במחשבתים במצולות עליי שמחה חמתך וכל משבריך עינית סלע הרחקת מיודעי ממני שתני תועבות למו קלו ולא אצא עיני דאבה מניעוני קראתיך אדוני בכל יום שיתחתי אליך חפי הלמתים תעשה פלא אם רפאים יקומו יודוך סלע, היסופר בקבר חסדך, אמונתך באבדון, היוודע בחושך בלעך, וצדקתך בארץ נשייה, ואני אליך אדוני שיבעתי, ובבוקר תפילתי תקדמך. למה אדוני תזנח נפשי, תסתיר פניך ממני אני אני וגובי עמין נוער נשאתי אמך אפונה עליי עברו חרוניך ביעותיך צימטפוני סבוני חמיים כל היום הקיפו עליי יחד הרחקת ממני אוהב ורע מיודעי מחשך
So we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, that there are things that stand at the height of the world. It says, tefillah, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Stands at the height of the world, but it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that shit.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Nassim. That was Nassim Black right there. May Yahuwah Shomea Tefillah, to hear our prayers, hear and answer your prayers. Bashem Yeshua. Shalom Chavarim. Shalom. Baruch Hashem.